Legendary Crooks, narrated by Paul Spera. Frank Abagnale Jr., Catch Me If You Can. Made famous thanks to his portrayal by Leonardo DiCaprio in Steven Spielberg's film Catch Me If You Can, Frank Abagnale was a genius imposter. A fraudster so good, he converted to anti-fraud. As a teenager in 60s New York City, Frank began to run small scams, of which his own father was the first victim. But his first feat of arms was with Pan Am. Before he was even of age, Frank traveled for free on the American airline about 250 times and through more than 20 countries. He pretended to be a Pan Am pilot in order to take advantage of a benefit that Pan Am pilots have, namely free travel and accommodation to the airport from which they have to fly themselves. Then, for almost a year, Frank pretended to be a doctor without the slightest competence in the field. The imposture held up because his job was to supervise the internship department, and Frank let the interns do all the medical work. Nevertheless, he was almost responsible for the death of a newborn. He used a false pretext to resign. Frank then found a less risky idea, lawyer. He counterfeited a degree from Harvard, but he actually managed to pass the bar exam in order to get a job with the Louisiana prosecutor. There, his modest position in the hierarchy meant he never had to show off his skills and thus blow his cover. However, it was the lie about Harvard that endangered him, as a colleague became increasingly suspicious and insistent, leading Frank to flee again. A refugee in France, Abagnale was finally arrested in 1969, recognized by an employee of Air France. He then served 10 months in prison, while a dozen countries requested his extradition to be tried for bank fraud, including Sweden, where he was subsequently taken. There, he was convicted of fraud and swindling. During his deportation to the United States, Frank managed to escape at the airport. His escape did not last long, and he was arrested again in Montreal. While facing a 12-year sentence in 1971, he took advantage of the troubled situation in American prisons at the time and pulled off the brilliant trick of posing as an undercover detective. Thus, he managed to escape again with the help of an accomplice. The cat-and-mouse game with the FBI lasted for a while before he was finally caught. In 1974, Abagnale was paroled on the condition that he help the FBI fight fraud. Unable to practice any other profession, he turned to the banks, offering his consulting services based on his experience as an internationally renowned swindler. The gamble paid off, and his anti-fraud consulting business was a huge success, allowing him to pay back his previous victims. From then on, Frank's professional life was quite successful. He was rich, remained associated with the FBI, and led a peaceful family life. The story could have ended there, but journalists have developed a theory in recent years that would give an even more incredible twist to this story. Frank Abagnale Jr.'s greatest fraud might have been pretending to be a genius crook. That Spielberg's film romanticizes and dramatizes his story is not up for debate, but journalist Alan Logan goes further. For him, Frank has considerably exaggerated all of his misdeeds to build his character and reputation. For the investigative journalist, there is a crying lack of evidence concerning his impostures before his 20th birthday. He even found two articles from 1978 where journalists dismantled stories told by Frank on television. For Alan Logan, the fact that these investigations remained local explains their limited impact. Today, Frank legitimizes his own stories with his seminars, creating a virtuous circle for himself, but where the truth sometimes gets lost. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.